Blog Talk Radio.
We're back.
Where's the hell?
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, everyone. How are you tonight? Hi, Cuz. Hi, David.
Hello, hello, man.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, how? Yeah, what that
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
How
little,
about
little
you?
Little Mr. Hankin going.
Yeah,
you know, well, before we get to the topic tonight, I'm going to have to show you. Damien, if I give you an EVP, like, I mean, a YouTube video, can you extract the audio for me?
I can definitely do a screenshot and pull the audio, yes. I can
okay,
do that.
Fantastic.
Or not a screenshot, but a video screen recording, yeah.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
good,
I can do
good.
That. Yeah, I have to do it on my computer at home now.
I have the single best ghost box audio of William Howe that was ever made. It's not just one word. It's a whole bunch of full sentences in a row.
Yeah.
And I would like to – I'm going to play that on our show so you can hear it next week.
Right.
It's
okay,
like a whole fucking blah, 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 and it's all him. So I want to, because it really is crazy. You'll wait till you hear it. But how's the activity going, man? How is the activity
going?
Doing
great. Doing great. I want to give a shout out about Thanksgiving and tell everybody.
I hope
they have a great Thanksgiving. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Lisa? What are you doing?
I am having Phil's coming over and with his friend Phyllis, and that's our neighbor. And then Mike will be here, his girlfriend, Jade, her boyfriend, me. Yep, and we're all going to make a turkey, which should be coming a little bit later tonight. Yep, so, we're all going to make turkey and all the trimmings, and Jade's going to cook, and I'm going to cook, and we're going to have Thanksgiving here. And listen, Pierre Robert. Wait. A shout-out to Pierre Robert on WMMR, because there is not a Thanksgiving that goes by that I have not listened to him. He is there every Thanksgiving all day for the people. And I want to give a big shout out to him for that because I never miss it.
Ça va, Pierre Robert?
Pierre's the best. I mean, that,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That man is awesome.
And every year he plays like Alice's Restaurant and all this, you know what I mean? All this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good old Alice. I ain't heard that mentioned in fucking decades.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, I'll tell you, put it on Thanksgiving.
That's an old memory.
You can put the website on for Thanksgiving, the WMMR.com. They have, like, you can listen live. You'll get to hear it. And he's going to play it, I think, at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, now that we gave those shout-outs, how is the
doing great, but I wanted to say we've decided that we are going to have Thanksgiving at the restaurant because everybody wants to just kind of go out to eat and go to one of the places locally serves it. And then we're going to do, we already bought the stuff, so we're going to do like, well, hell, let's just use it for Christmas, you know. So our Thanksgiving will be going out to eat, and we're going to split the bill with Chelsea and Ryan. Shout out to my daughter and son-in-law. Grandkids and Daniel. David, what are you doing? You just going to eat alligator, David?
No, I'm actually sitting here in my house under quarantine.
Yep, he's got the big COVID.
I got the Rona. I am not in any mood to walk around people and try to infect anybody else. So I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll probably cook my own turkey, mashed potatoes. Stuffing, biscuits,
as long as you feel okay, you know?
Lisa, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to get the Thanksgiving shout-out.
No. I know. What?
Paranormal. Yes. There's a little activity kicking up. Tell us about
it. Yeah, it is. I can feel it. Like, I mean, even things in here, like, normally I get the radio static. Like, if one of them wants to get my attention, one way to do it is walk in front of WMMR and static it out on me. So I'm like if somebody walks past, that's been a little bit more increasing. My speaker's doing his little talk thing again. I at the corner of my eye, like one of them, Walter William, whichever. And that, you know what I mean? And then I heard things move in the kitchen. Of course, the kitchen. I know who that is.
That's William.
All right. So, He likes the kitchen. I don't know why. All right, anyway, so maybe he liked to cook. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it could be. Maybe he liked to cook. But all these things, and I'm hearing more and more. I mean, the world is getting so messed up. Okay, here's the world is getting bad.
Good.
Everybody needs to stop now. Walter cannot stress this enough the past 2 weeks. It's stop it now. Stop it now. Stop it now. I mean, like getting to the point where it's you know what I mean, getting to build up. Stop the hate. That's it. War and hate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just stop it all. Just, it's, you know what I mean? Everybody just sit the fuck down. Go smoke a joint or something. You know what I mean? Just chill.
Oh, yeah, they all do too.
Really. I'm serious, though, right? And, you know, just mellow out and just stop.
Yeah, they need
but,
to, they need to pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
Right. We have storms. And climate change, the oceans are warming, everything's changing, you know, Iceland's get out better to fucking blow up. Did you see the cracks in the fucking ground and the earth?
In Iceland?
Oh, my God. It looks like it's split, the whole earth is splitting all apart, like, from, it's getting ready to blow, the volcano, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's
so,
pretty
rough, man. So we got that, we got all these storms crossing the path now across the Midwest, from Louisiana up to Oklahoma, and to wherever the fuck else it is.
Yep.
In between there,
yeah.
All right, and then you think about it, and like, so we got a lot more stuff. I mean, and more UFO sightings. this is, look, all of these years that we, when we grew up, we kind of knew there had to be UFOs, which were not dumb. All right, and then you get it, and then I've seen.
Oh,
them,
I've
but,
never
but,
said there weren't. I just never personally.
Yeah, right. You never, but you know,
I've always
but thinking,
had an open mind about it, though.
Yeah, science, earth science, space science was my favorite subject.
I'm a big Trekkie, Trekker, freaking
well, there you
Avalon
go, so you
5,
know.
And
I was
Battlestar earth Galactica, Buck Rogers in the 25th century, keep going, yeah.
Yep, and I was, I literally would read about the space and planets and, you know what I mean, and all that
right.
kind of crap. And then Frank enhanced that even more because, you know, he knew so much about it. And I think about that going on, I'm like, okay, so you got that. We got Walter
yeah,
telling
saying that, you know, talking to you, and, you know, it's not, paranormal's not just, you know, it's a lot of things.
There's
a lot of new stuff falling in. There's a lot of new stuff. Have you noticed that, because, see, this is the great thing about people that have an open mind. There's a lot of unexplained stuff. As technology improves, and we've discussed this at length, that as technology improves, there's just a lot more questions. You'd think there'd be more answers, right?
Yeah.
But there's just a lot more questions coming out of the woodwork as technology improves. That's
well, you know,
yeah, I don't think we'll ever have the answers.
No, we will.
We're not supposed to.
We'll
you know,
go somewhere else. Get it? Like we,
you know,
we have
I meant to say a while back, there was... I talked to somebody about a private investigation they were doing, and they had discussed where they had been talking to what they believed to be the resident spirit of the location.
Right.
And as they were walking through, it came across on their SB7, watch the candles.
Oh, wow.
And they're, like, looking around, you know.
Yeah,
and then Lisa Terrio came to mind whenever I heard him tell me that. Lisa had said that they often tell us about what's going on in their surroundings, but we're not seeing it because they're seeing it through the lens
the
of their of their time. Mm-hmm. You know, when they were, you know, like, don't step into the don't walk into my candles or something. And they're like, wow, they must be in a parallel dimension. I'm like, whoa, that's Lisa stuff there. Tell us what you think about that. I really love talking about that parallel dimension where they're in their time and we're in ours.
Did you try to look for the history and find out if there was any fucking fires in it? Hear me out on this.
Yeah, but I didn't, you know. I'm not going to elaborate. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, if you did... That might have been leaning towards what they were trying to tell you about is something that's got to do with something that they need to talk about.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
And otherwise, you're right. They see things like if I say to Walter, where are you? Look up. I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't see you. I'm right here. I said, where? Here. Yeah. If I ask William where he is, look at me. He says, well, the other time I said, where are you? He said, just turn around and face me. I turned around. I said, I still can't see you. Where are you? You understand? You know, and I'm looking up because they tend to be elevated, but I don't. But but they're here, and we just don't see them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they know us.
Yeah.
They know us. And you got that. That's a really good thing, though. Watch.
Well,
I
have seen that on Sam and Colby, too, which
right.
Shout out to Sam and Colby. They're a little out there, but they're starting to mature.
Okay.
And
look,
they
fine.
Actually was doing the Conjuring House the other night, and lo and behold, apparently what they called the spirit of Abigail came through and said, I'm thinking, I just fucking heard this.
Oh, my God.
From my friend in Texas, and I just heard this.
Shit.
And sure enough, the spirit said the same thing, or what they believed was the spirit. Said, watch out, don't hit the candle or something. I'm like, well, what's going on with candles in the other side?
What's going on with candles? Wait a minute.
Well,
okay.
If you think about it.
They had candles, and it was usually not, I mean, they were in
the covers. Is that light,
maybe? Yeah, that's their light.
Back in that day, as old as Abigail's spirit is supposed to be, that's what they used, was candles and
they
oil.
They used them all
lamp.
The way up until the early
1900s. Oh, yeah, you would know. That's right. David knows about
the
contract.
Yep.
Yeah,
but they
sure
but they would have used them. They would have used them until the early 1900s, so electricity.
Right.
Became
so to them, that's
play.
The lights they're seeing? Hey, they
that's
say they, there's a belief that they see us as a beam of light. Maybe that's what they're talking
that
about.
That too. That's another thing. They do. Like, that's the way I guess it's the, or Walter, wait, energy, as Walter puts it. It's the energy. So, yeah, the light, the energy, you know? So they follow people's light and energy. You know,
right.
Like if they, you know, they know you're, wait. If you're a good person, right, okay, and you got that good energy, maybe you get a lot more good spirits. Maybe if you're a really dickhead, you get it? Maybe that's why people get so many fucking demons.
Dickhead. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to bring up a couple weeks ago.
Right. You did, didn't you? You sure did.
Yeah, but it's different from a regular investigation. I'm just talking about people going out, you know, thrill seeking. But not like a regular investigation, but like thrill seekers, you know what I mean? They're looking for one. You get these drunk guys in their shirt, like at the Godsmack concert or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yay, three spirits, you know what I mean? And then next thing you know, they're running. You know, when I feel the snake bite into my brain.
Hey, no, here it is. Here's John Wayne. I'm not the one who's so far away,
children. Oh, my God.
So here's a question, though, because you guys have investigated as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where, when you've seen or experienced any activity, has it been more on one side of your body, or is it, like, everywhere?
What do you mean?
I'll let you answer, Lisa. Go first.
I get my head tickled on the top of my head. It gets tickled. Don't know if you know. The same thing happens when a fire engine goes by with the sirens on. So I have no idea why.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking, activity that I've had, you know, the things that, you know, the little orbs that I've seen, and the noises and the old school landline busy signal that I just heard the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything for me has been on the left side of my body.
Wow.
Everything's off to the left.
Yeah, that
nothing,
is. How about you, cuz? No, I don't have.
Oh yeah. Well, this depends on where it interacts with me, as far as I'm concerned. And like, if it's going to touch my left arm, my right arm, the top of my head,
I feel
spider webs sometimes. Like a bug. You think there's a bug on your arm?
I know.
Something like that. Yeah.
Like, hello.
But not one particular area. But if I was to, I guess if I try to filter it and think what side of my body or what part of my body got touched the most. It has to be my arms.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
See, and I was trying to...
Back of my neck, yes.
Yeah, and I was trying to figure out for myself what the left side would be more indicative of, because that's where I see everything, is off to
that's
the left side of my body.
Oh, no, that's different. That's different.
That is different.
Yeah, left, I guess the majority My sighting, well, the original one that started the whole thing was to my left. And, I, you know, when I think about that, there's only been a couple of right, but the majority of them have been kind of left, you know, to my left side.
Were you both born right-handed?
Yeah,
I
am.
I was born left-handed.
Okay, you're like me. So was I. All right.
And they told me I had to change that. They forced
me
to change my writing. Yeah.
Bravo. They did the same thing to me. I left my two beautiful left-handed children alone. They are left-handed. Mikey plays guitar right-handed. Mikey plays right-handed.
That's neat.
So does Jay.
I tried playing left-handed one time. And it sounded like when I stopped writing with the hand is what it sounded like.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
7 or 8 year old trying to play guitar, you know.
Oh, my God. Mikey literally can play. He can flip it even upside down and play it.
Oh, Hendrix type.
Backwards. He's just nuts.
Oh,
yeah,
Hendrix,
but Mikey can play.
Boy,
Mikey seems to be able to play left-handed, too. He plays anything.
Hendrix,
you just put him in front of musical instruments and just leave him there. That's what you're going to do all day. He needs a job that... Hey, Mikey, apply it, Sam Ash.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
Hey, play guitar.
He's working at PetSmart, but he needs another job. He should apply it, Sam Ash.
Put
on
that
should.
Macho shit
to
learn how to play guitar.
Yeah, but he'd be great in there. He could play and then draw people's attention and then sell them things. There you go.
Yep.
I don't know.
But sit there and tune all the guitars.
So you guys see things more in the right corner of your peripheral vision, is what you're saying.
On the left side of my body.
Left
out of my,
side of my body.
Yeah, out of my peripheral.
I'm trying to think which way.
When I feel it, it's like the tingly or the feeling, you know, like the chills or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
whatever
side it is. It could be either side. But I guess if I was to try to, like I said, figure out which one's been interacted with the most, it's out of my left eye, you know, looking out of my left eye.
And I'm trying to think. For me, it's been both. I'll walk out one room to somebody on the couch. I'll walk out the other way facing back or to somebody sitting in a chair, so it's been both.
But I think that's
fun.
It's just whatever's active, you know, because I think we all have the ability. We're just untrained.
You know what we
you know
do?
What I'm
we I you know at this point though with the it just feels weird. Everything just feels weird. Like you know what I mean? Everything just at this point feels weird. Everything seems more increased. Everything seems to be amping up. Energies like I don't know. Like if we could put a lot of good people together, just think of the stuff we can accomplish.
No, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
If you can bring the right people together with the with the right kind of positive energy and influence, and let that energy build up more.
Just build up and more and knock some of this evil shit out of the fucking atmosphere.
Oh, God, yeah.
Really. You know what I mean? Imagine that, though. Because if you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, theory on this. Okay, now we know the Earth is a living being. So we know it's alive, it grows, everything supplies us of food, blah, 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 trees, shade, keeps the atmosphere, blah, 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 the oxygen, blah, blah, all nine yards, right? So it's a living being, right? So we got that. That's alive. We are just implants on Earth somehow. You get what I mean? You know what I mean. And No. Maybe we're a good bacteria and bad bacteria. Bad virus, good virus. No, there is no good virus. Bad bacteria
I don't think there
and good bacteria. Bad bacteria and good bacteria. I mean, like, no, but see, you see what I mean? That everything's energy. So the tree grows and all the energy it absorbs from whatever was around it all the years, the hundreds of years it was there. Maybe it retains that energy. You hear what I'm saying, right? And then like when you go to certain areas, they pick up certain things. What if it's more a frequency for everything and energy and frequency and vibrational thing than it is, you know what I mean, per se, piece of furniture. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or like if what, well, if they took like, if they knocked down the house of Woodward's that I was at, I'm sure that people could walk over there and still hear the same shit. You get what I mean? It would still be there.
Oh, I don't think
no
that. See, that goes back to that thing that we've discussed on more than one show about what I was just saying earlier. They're in their environment and then you know, it's like we're in our environment. I think if that's gone, they may not necessarily notice that's gone, like I was saying about the spirit in Wales that, you know, was walking over everybody's heads because there was a floor there once.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so that maybe they're bound, I don't know.
Residual.
But, you
residual.
Know, what I don't understand, yeah, residual is, but
residual
free
energy.
Will spirits,
maybe.
Free will spirits, not so much. They can be go anywhere they want, you know.
Right, like William and Walter,
they,
the comedy
yeah,
club.
Yeah, like William and Walter. But the residual ones, what? Do you, here's a question. Why do you think the residuals are bound by their environment, if that is the case, and a big if?
I don't think they're there.
Yeah, I don't, if it's residual, and this is just my opinion, that residual hauntings are just a psychic imprint left behind. Mm-hmm. So the individual who did it, I don't think even is, I think they have completely already passed over. They're just not here. They've just left that psychic imprint of things that they did because their psychic ability was strong enough at the time to do that.
Okay. My opinion on this
that's definitely interesting.
Mike, what the hell is on the court? But I didn't even notice there was a pattern until just now. All right, anyway, so my thought would be, and with the residual, let's say in a room, a bedroom, so to speak, love to play a game of marbles or something. You get what I mean? Over and over
right.
for years and years, and he grew and he still remembered
yeah.
it. And then he passes away, or passes away as a child even.
Oh,
I get where you're going. The energy of that constant happiness, no, it doesn't have to be happiness, but the energy of what was left behind could still replay the thing like in the loop. You get what I mean? At a certain
right.
time you would play, then you might get
the
sound.
I don't know why, but you just reminded me of something I hadn't thought of in a long time. And one thing I notice about when I do the Ghost Box sessions, shout out to the Shack Hack 12587, that Bill Chappell, it was one of his hacks, and it's the best Ghost Box to this date that I've ever used. But I often ask them what it's like on the other side, and I often get good. It's good. It's fine. It, you know what you think? The ones that are intelligent, they're saying it's rocking. And then I get that it's what you know. Like, it's what we heard. I asked them one time about what about the Bible, and I actually had the cojones to ask. Is Jesus real and God and all that? And I got
They know him.
Like,
they know him. Yeah, they
and
know him.
Angels,
yeah.
are there angels? If you've heard any, if you've heard 2 or 3 minutes of any of my stuff, you'll hear me ask about angels, you know.
Yep.
And
I,
you get light and angel and tunnel. And so I just had to throw that out there.
listen to me. You hit it. Because, look, Walter was talking about, he talks about the angels, okay? But then he talks about another group of something, I don't know, all right, and says, we're not like them. We're the good ones. We are friends.
And I remember that. I remember telling you
maybe
it's just the dark energies or evil spirits, who knows?
Yeah, or dark angels. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. But they're not them. They are the ones that want to help, and they're home. And whenever they say it's good, and I say, where are you? And I say, how is it there? And they said the same thing. It's good, and it's home. So I don't quite, you know what I mean? Of course we can't see into that dimension. But what if we could raise our consciousness a little more? Maybe we could start realizing that we're, you know what I mean? Maybe if it amps up a little bit more than what is amping up now, we'll be able to do that pretty soon. Because it just seems like it is. Even when I'm walking outside, it feels like the energy is amping. It's just the way it is. Everything feels...
Very much.
Everything outside feels weird.
Where's Danny Big Beard? I wish he could call him because he's right. Time and dawn are the same thing. The days I wake up, it's 10 a.m. Next thing I look at the clock, it's 5 o'clock. I'm like, where the fuck did the day go? It seems to be speeding by.
Danny tagged me. Did you see that where Danny tagged me? Yesterday,
what was it?
He tagged me in he's got 2 or 3 apps going right now. I don't want to make sure. The UltraVox Pro.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He sent me a session with a guy named Kevin.
Yeah.
Who, the replies were incredible. Shout out to Danny Big Beard. And
Oh, yeah. I wish he would come. You know what I mean?
He's
coming, calling.
We got to reach out.
We
got to
get him on.
You know?
Well, I will. I'll just tell him. Danny.
Did you tell him Daniel Roberge is in your tree?
No, I don't know if it's in the tree, but there's a person named Daniel Roberge, which is in my DNA match. Is it like a fifth cousin?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know if it's him.
Well, I mean, in your DNA
match. Yep, I have no idea, but probably. Knowing Danny, probably, look.
But, yeah,
that
was...
Wait a minute.
That was a really great EVP session that Kevin dude did. And I actually shared it on Tri-10 Paranormal on Facebook.
Yeah, I shared it yesterday. I'm pretty sure
I did. And it was pretty good. It was really, really clean. I mean, really clean.
Yeah,
really
didn't get a chance
stuff.
To listen to it yet, but I will. I'll go back and listen
Shout
to it.
Shout out to Big Beard and the gang,
right.
Man.
Danny!
Jacksonville! Strangler!
I heard some of Danny's music that he made. He's good. I knew he was a drummer.
Oh,
he
Danny's,
also makes,
his,
yeah,
oh
he,
my God, his drumming.
Yeah, and his songs
insane.
Are pretty damn
it's
good.
Awesome.
I've heard them.
insanely talented, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He really is, but it gives you an edge. You know what I mean, especially with the audio. See, look, okay, are people getting more audio stuff lately? Or are they getting more feelings, or are they getting more of a sight? You get what I'm saying? Catching things out of the corner of their eyes, things like that.
Right.
Seems like, I think, for us,
I think
pretty
we've
much,
seen an increase across all the boards on Facebook at least, and on Instagram. I've noticed there's a lot more activity in all those fields, not necessarily one particular area. I think some groups are getting more visual, some groups are getting more audio, some people are getting combinations of those things,
right?
In spades.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's awfully quiet.
I was thinking about that. And I think it depends on who's actually doing the investigation.
That's a good point.
With the three of us, if we were together at one location on an investigation.
Oh, Lord help us. That would be hysterical. Oh, my fucking God.
I think
it
would be.
No, you can keep that COVID shit, buddy.
Yeah, no.
Be like,
I know what you're saying.
But what I was thinking was Lisa would be hearing.
That would be kind of cool, though.
Yeah, Lisa would hear more than I think either one of us would.
Lisa would fill in here everything, yes.
I would send Lisa in so she can
exercise the demons with.
No, listen, I hear a lot more when I go back and review it that I did not hear. I could hear voices that run underlying, but when I go back to review it, that's when I really pick up what they're saying. You get what I mean, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Frank always said that. Take it.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And then play it also in reverse. And I'll never forget the time that I played William, the name William, forward and then in reverse, and it still said fucking William.
William, yes. I still have that clip.
Yeah,
you still
I
got
do.
That clip somewhere, I know, but it's big
I,
and
it's
we don't
in
have
here.
To it.
No, I know we have
time.
Oh,
yeah, we did
keep talking. Yeah, William, that was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, if
you
can find the William in reverse and forward, that was pretty fucking
remarkable.
Yeah,
I'm going to find it. Let me see if I can. It is
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And,
I
mean, with Lisa's enhanced hearing, she'd hear more.
Yeah, I got amplified hearing.
She talks to squirrels.
I think for me,
because...
They do.
See, and you would think that, with me having a vision impairment... that I would hear more than I would see, but peripherally I can see everything.
Right.
So I think I would have more of a visual thing going on if I caught it off my peripheral vision.
Yeah, you've got the one thing down that brings one thing up. Like Lisa has the hearing. With the ocular. Was that? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you, David.
With my eyesight, I should have enhanced hearing, but I really don't, unless I've got the right sort of headset on.
Maybe you're just shot, man. I'm just kidding.
I'm fucking old, man. God damn it.
Oh, I gotta share something with you guys real quick while
what?
Keep looking for that.
I got it. So go ahead, share
man,
first.
Man, this is something that's been bothering me a lot, and I imagine there's more people out there that go through this. I just turned 55 the other day. Okay.
I have people.
And to some people that are listening. So, and Danielle,
yeah.
like 3 days, and then Chelsea's birthday's in a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
so all in November, to remember.
Yep.
But you got this thing about me now, and I've done this in the past, but not as much as I did the other day. I woke up in the bunk, and we were in the truck. Shout out to Steve Lawson, my awesome teammate.
Mm-hmm.
That we run in the 18-wheeler together. And,
hi, Steve.
And the roads, it wasn't his fault. The roads were just shit. We got put and it was fine. I mean, we got to do what we got to do. And they beat the roads, beat the hell out of you. I know when I got home.
I know that.
Well, I was like, wow, this really hurt me, but I'm good. This is the other day in a real bed. But no, I'm fine.
Did you fly out of
anyway,
the fucking thing? Did you fly out of the bunk?
No. I stay strapped in the. There's like a net, a fishing net back there, and I wrap it like a burrito. So. But no, what ended up happening? I woke up a little early. I'm just laying back there, and
mm-hmm.
I begin to think about the past. You know, it was the morning of my birthday.
Yeah. Yep.
And I got to thinking, 30 years ago, I was doing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm thinking, wow, you know, that didn't feel like it was 30 years ago when I met Danielle and all that stuff. And then I think, you know how fast that went? I'll be 85 before I fucking know it, because that's how quick it went.
When you look back at 30 years, like Nirvana's Unplugged came out 30 years ago. I'm like, no, it wasn't. That was like a year ago.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I'm like,
it was out whenever me and Danielle were taking out.
And I remember watching it live and recording it out of my VCR tape and doing all, you know what I mean? And I'm like, no.
And
I'm like,
kind of
I still talk to the people.
It's like I'll be 85 in the amount of time that doesn't seem like a long time ago.
That's why we got to appreciate every
moment.
Yeah,
no shit. Yeah,
yep,
but I mean,
every
that
moment.
Just really, it kind of fucking, you know, land. I got to thinking about that. That kind of sucks.
I know.
How
I know.
I
so,
you know, because.
It,
Who
the hell
were you,
was
I mean,
doing?
What were you doing?
I was playing a band.
Who were you, what were you doing?
I believe I was working at a horse farm just outside of Peoria.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
You told
mm-hmm.
us that story. And the
wonderful.
Stall, was the stall, you had something going on in the stall, didn't you, or something? Was there like
can't remember. I can't remember if that was when, I don't know, I've gotten my ass beat by so many younger horses, so many colts.
Yeah.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Gotten my ass beat by them, geez.
You got stalled.
Damn.
I
looked at my hand yesterday, and I'm like, I'm looking at the scars that I got from work, right? And then I was like, I can see the entire snake's mouth scar line on my thumb, on my right hand, to my first finger all the way around my thumb, because it was 13 feet, python.
Right.
Yeah, I've been bit twice.
Oh, by what? How big?
When I was a kid, I got bit. Mm-hmm. I was back at the hog trough, and I got bit. I want to say that I thought back then it might have been a cottonmouth.
Oh, no.
As I've went and researched snakes over the years, it seems more and more like, because my brother, quote-unquote.
But you got bit by a wild one.
But he had rotten teeth, so it should have killed him. But he claimed he sucked the poison out of my foot swelled up, but it never turned blue. So I often think that wasn't just a water snake that bit the shit out of me.
I stepped
on it under the water, and then, well, it didn't have the Zorro mask. See, the cottonmouth has a Zorro mask.
Yeah,
it
wasn't a moccasin?
Mark.
Water moccasin?
Copperheads and water moccasins, though, they're venomous.
Yeah, I know, but copperhead.
Well, the northern, we have northern where I'm from, and down there they got
the
swamp ones.
They hang by
the
but
copperheads
and
you know, it's just snakes are awesome. I don't hold it against a snake.
No,
you
I
can't
hold
be
it against.
Wait. A snake.
No, I hold
smart.
It. I was manager of a small animal, birds, and reptile department, and this fucking asshole. Sorry about my language, but fuck that. All
right. I like we care, right?
Look, I have to clean rodents, and I had to clean birds, and I'm getting ready. It's 5 minutes before closing time, and I got a 13-foot Burmese python in the case. You know, in the big tank in the case.
Those are beautiful, but they are very.
So the guy's like, please take it out. So I just wiped off my hands real quick. And then as I was going to reach, as I always did, because I used to bring the snake out and have him around my neck.
Right.
Like, as I did, he called me to look up, and the motherfucker must have smelled like a rat, grabbed my fucking thumb and started to twist. And it was a ground level one, so I was reaching down. I went from, bending down to on my fucking knees. I screamed, get it off, so loud they heard me in the front of the store, and it was a big place. And I grabbed the front of the, because I know not to pull. I'm not dumb. And I grabbed the front of the nose, and I pulled the top of his jaw up and pulled my finger up, and it went, oh, my God.
Mm.
And blood was flying down my arm. They had no first aid kit.
They got them backwards slated teeth. Yeah,
they had no first aid kit. I had to go over to Laura's house and vet tech stuff and fix myself. And then I got a bone infection. So, it wasn't pleasant.
Isn't that like an OSHA violation to not have a medical kit in a fucking pet store?
This was the 90s, the early 90s. All right, so wasn't as, you know what I mean?
It wasn't on the MSDS safety sheet.
Mm-mm. No, but I loved it. I handle snakes still. I'm not afraid to handle them. I just know I don't smell like a rat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm good. Oh.
You dirty rat.
You dirty rat. What are you doing?
You're just a snake in the grass.
Okay, here's the William. I think this is the William clip forward. Mikey's talking in the background. See if you're north of him.
Mikey,
they say hi. Hi. All right. Let me
Mikey.
He said, yo, Mikey, love you. He said, love you, man. Baby and cuz.
That's cousin, yeah.
Aw, look at her. All right, I'm going to play the William clip forward. All right?
Sweet.
I hope this is the right one. All right, let's go. William Howe. Oh, William Howe. There you go. Oh, no, that's this one. Wait. Go to the tarmac. Did you hear that? Oh my God!
No.
There's one word now. I need you to listen to that. I never played this one for you. What is an aspirate? Aspirate. Listen to this word. Listen to the word. Did you hear that right there? I'm going to play one more time. Yep, I'm going to play one more time. See? Walter's in the background. I don't know who that is.
It is. Maybe if you reverse that, it'll be an actual word.
Yeah, I got the William one reversed. That's what the...
So reverse it and find out if it says...
Yeah, I'll have to put that... I'll have to go through my files and then bring it up on my program. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And see that. But I've got the William in reverse, but I can't find the other.
Closest word I could come to from that, if you were to play it backwards, would be tesseract.
No, that wasn't backwards.
The tesseract. Yeah, that big square thing, yeah.
A what? What's
from
that?
Asgard. Thor, the tesseract. Loki, remember Loki stole it?
Yeah.
And it's like that box with all that energy or some shit.
Oh,
I know, we're
getting
silly.
No, we're not.
I love that shit, though. I love that.
You know,
Marvel.
What was...
Message for Lisa. I like how my...
Marvel.
Oh, my God.
I like Marvel.
Not Rosemary's Baby,
like
but... What was the name of that box? It was mythology, I think, of some variety. I can't remember that.
Pandora's
box. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pandora. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hellraiser. Yeah. Shout out to Clive.
And
Martin.
Sleepy Hollow, the TV series.
Right. Okay.
Yep, Pandora was a part of that. Yep.
And Pandora Radio. You know, they play like.
Yeah. That too. We are.
Which we got Spotify. So, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
but you know, when
ahead.
You look at, well, what about a Pandora in a box?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You forgot.
I lost
what
my
about
fucking,
Pandora's box?
I just lost
yeah,
my fucking spot.
Look it. She's going to let out
Pandora's
her little demon.
If we're talking about her box.
Right.
Yeah.
You watch out. Ooh.
Pandora's very protected. Yeah.
She was like
that
angry
was cool
and shit.
Yeah, she was like
that goes
I know.
Back,
yeah, I know I was trying
Egypt.
To. Yeah, I was trying to come up with a thought.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Uh-huh.
She does go back to ancient Egypt, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
the box had
yes,
said
yes,
something
yes,
about
yes,
the
yes.
child of Egypt was afraid.
Oh, wait. I just pulled that up. Wait. Holy shit.
Was that
I
the book of the
dead
kind of stuff? But
no. Wait.
Like,
listen, I got the Frank's box here. Oh, they just moved the babies to Egypt from Palestine.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, they moved
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm hearing
yeah.
this, but when we go back to this before everything happened, it said the angels are terrified. Watch, okay? And then it says the child in Egypt. I'm going to play that right now. This
yeah,
is
go
awesome.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Terrified. He's terrified?
Subject
to. Was terrified? Who? Wow. Listen, it goes on. Listen, wait. You missed it. Hold on, I gotta replay it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I heard something else, but
no, you gotta listen. Gotta listen to this one.
Okay, I'll be
Is
quiet.
It loud enough? Yes.
It's very clear, yeah. Terrified.
Terrified? Subject to. Who? Find your sympathy at the end. Now tell me that's not a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that it's actually.
Yeah?
This
right.
was last, what was this, two
no.
weeks ago?
No, this was right before October 7th.
Okay, so it's been right before the thing.
Yeah, like right on top. Yeah, right there. Yeah. And that's what got me.
Wow. Here
because,
we go again.
Yeah, so, but the end part, the rest is Walter in the beginning, but the end part is William. Find your sympathy. That is William.
Yeah.
So it's just it's freaky, ain't it? So all this shit.
That is
up.
Interesting that they're talking about Egypt in the first place. It's pretty.
Right.
We didn't even think about that.
No,
about
it wasn't even involved.
We did not even think about
mm-hmm.
that. But now
nope.
it's like, you know. Yeah.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
Egypt. And, you know, you notice something about that EVP, and I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually hear it's a continuance. It's like dictating about it instead of just a few broken up sentences.
Yeah,
it's going on
my
about
favorite.
It.
Look,
it's going on about it. The spirit is. It's just
I
like,
get a lot of that,
you know.
And that's what I usually do. I go back over, like the one I want to send you. See, I think this all needs
to
be
sent out. And I'll do it
because,
if you send it
yeah.
to me. Be sure to let me know you did. I don't check my email much.
It's William Howe the first night at Selma Mansion when we were filming for some shit and with Mikey's father, and he not only said 1, 2, 3 sentences, but he kept talking. And
was that the Learning Channel when you were doing the Learning Channel?
No,
thing?
This was Ghost Game.
Learning Channel.
It was we were.
Okay.
It was the night we did Ghost Game, but
Yeah,
so it went along the lines of something like I can't even. Oh my God! Just it's put it this way. It just says like things like I pray one day I say goodbye to Steve and it goes bye Steve. You gotta hear this shit. Okay.
Yeah, I watched this recently.
All right, so this whole box thing is when William let it all out the first time. So it's kind of cool, but it's all continuance sentencing. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right, so that's why it made, and it's all him. It's no other voice.
Okay.
It's just him. So it's really a very, very intensely good clip, and also proof in the pudding because he was right.
Yeah.
Okay, then. There you go.
At some point, Lisa, we need to do an audio since so many people listen to the William and the Walter. At some point, I want you to do a little thing that says, this is William, and then play it, and that way they'll know what it sounds like, and this is Walter.
Yes.
And then,
I just pulled up, it was last night and today, videos from back in 2009, and I'm comparing them to what I get now off of everything, and they didn't change. They're still the same.
Yeah.
That's why I took the Frank's box to Boston. I said no radio stations are the same, but you know, up there in Boston, and I still got the same. New York City, same thing. Kentucky, the same. Ohio, the same.
Pennsylvania. Everywhere.
Right, it's still the same. Walter and William.
She
and
said
Debbie.
Erie.
And she sings. Yes.
Erie, Indiana.
No, what are you making?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why does it smell like pancakes? They're making pancakes.
But
I'm
yeah,
like,
it's like, yeah, you know.
Use olive oil instead of butter.
You're off pancake
saying,
duty
you're,
tonight.
Go ahead, David. What? Sorry. David
I was just saying,
I cut him off.
Yeah, Lisa got taken off of pancake duty tonight.
Yeah, I'm not on pancake duty. I would make them for the kids, but, you know, they can't wait 15 minutes. No. What? I know.
Oh, hey, I'll pancakes. When I was didn't have nothing.
I'm
I get some Bisquick, man, and I roll up hot dogs and pancakes, man. I'm telling you, pancakes are great.
That's
you
how
can roll
you,
up
you can
all,
make it. You,
eat, oh, put jelly in the middle of them, roll them up.
I used to make them for Mikey. I used to put the jelly and roll it up and
yeah.
make them
strawberry,
the jelly pancakes.
Right?
Yeah. Strawberry, well, depended.
Yeah.
Strawberry,
yeah.
grape,
mm-hmm. strawberry.
Yep.
Best.
Yeah,
strawberry and raspberry jelly are really good. They're like old poor man's crepes. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yep.
you can always throw some peanut butter into the pancake batter and make peanut butter pancake.
Yeah, you can do
oh,
that
those are good. I've had that.
Or,
they're
chocolate
they're very
chip
good.
Pancakes.
Banana, peanut butter and banana.
Right,
peanut
or chocolate chip.
Pancake.
You could put raspberries in there, blueberries in there, strawberries in there. You could put.
Are y'all hungry?
No, but we don't have.
Because I sure the hell am. You're killing me here, man.
I know, right? We're like, Brad. No, but you can put.
I just woke up. Keep in mind, I take a 3-hour nap. I get up, I'm ready to eat the kitchen.
You can put chocolate in it.
Hey,
it looks swirls.
You were
like
saying about. You. I've interrupted you so much about the EVP. You said you got him talking in complete sentences, right?
Look, yes. Okay. It says, so I'm going to give you the lowdown. It says, I believe he has to hide from the feds. I often pray to say goodbye to Steve today. Bye. No, then it says, damn it. Bye, Steve. And it says, I won. I'll forever be with her. I'll never let you get what you want.
Okay.
To destroy my life.
Wow.
It is so clear. Yep. It is top to bottom clear. But then that was the same night for other things. You know what I mean? It was the original night. So when William's nosy. Get it? Yeah, so, yeah. So,
I think
you know,
he's
so.
Protective in that.
Oh, he is. He's
digging
protective.
Up what's going on.
No, he's protective of me. He works for Walter. Walter's the one, you know, the head honcho for whatever. And then William works him, but William's more of a protector. You get it? Like even for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll do the same thing for the kids. He's always where's William? He's with Mikey. He's with Jay. You know what I mean? Or something like
that.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, like, I guess when I'm thinking about it, this long haul that I did at the fort, when I started there, I immediately went down to Casemate 11. See, about the increase in activity? All right, but I went down to Casemate 11. I was there for how many years? Still go there. I mean, like, and I spent 295 hours in Casemate 11 alone.
Yeah.
You know, trying to communicate.
You're in there a hot minute. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but I was starting to get a little weird when I was getting him everywhere. I'm like, wait a minute. How can he be? He's not a ghost. I knew it. He's a spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes,
and I knew it because he'd be everywhere. He'd be like, you know, with Walter. You know what I mean? And he works with him. I don't know what, you know, they're busy. And there's not just us, I suppose.
He worked with Beetlejuice, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one there. No,
Beetlejuice?
In the welfare office. Yeah, the spirit welfare.
Yep, that's
little drunken head motherfuckers and shit. Yeah, walking around.
But
yes, number 6,103 or whatever.
But that, look, William told me about how he jumped over the wall before I found that he did jump off the wall trying to escape before he was going to be hung. Okay, and that he hurt his leg. And, like, I'm finding all the history research was fucking phenomenal. All right?
Yeah.
So I did, like, I could actually, what he was saying, I was actually finding in history.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. He was saying it first. I had to go look for it. You know what I mean? So that makes such an interesting story. Now, it brings back to what you say about spirits, residual compared to intelligent spirits. right?
Mm-hmm.
Like residual haunting or whatever it is going to be called, right? You have that kind of repeating the thing in time, like a time warp, the time whenever you start singing the time
warp. I could be wrong about this.
Yep.
I could be wrong about this, but I've said this on the show before. I don't know, but my feeling is that what we call ghosts are actually residual, and what we call spirit are intelligent beings.
Yeah, they're, yes. Yeah, I think, yeah.
I don't know. That's my labels. We shouldn't, I don't know. How? What do you do other than label? Because labeling is all we got. We don't know none of this. We just
have
some areas that have been documented as being what we're going through, and that's all we got to go back on, you know. We don't
Some philosopher guy who made the comment that if you label me, you negate me.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's brilliant.
I hate labels.
But I like that.
I don't like it. I don't like labels. I hate them.
That's smart.
I don't like them.
Whoever said that is, you got to find that. Who said that?
When
that's great.
Look, if you get, if you are, it's just like
Kierkegaard.
Right now, the world with the way it is, embrace your weirdness and just go for it because, you know, you don't need all the little gadgets to do it. You know what I'm saying? You can do it with traditional equipment, and you're going to be good. Boxes or recorders or whatever.
No doubt.
Right.
If
I think it was Kierkegaard. I could be wrong on the quotation, but it was something like that. So, yeah, I think even going so far as to labeling spirit as to, you know, oh, well, you know, this one's demonic or this one's evil,
this one's
a negative human energy, blah, blah, blah. You know, you keep labeling them, then you negate what they actually are.
And, you know, for any of us to think that, like, what the point I get from that.
What if they're interdimensional beings? What if they are interdimensional beings that are of a higher consciousness and a higher plane that we could understand even remotely at all? Like,
then we're
like,
the ones getting labeled by them. We're like, hey, look at these dumb motherfuckers. We don't know shit about us. Yeah.
No, more like, oh, my God, what are they going to do next? Oh, God. You get what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, look what's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
they're dying over here.
Yeah.
They're dying over here. They got a whole bunch of them over here in the corner killing each other.
Get the fucking people out the road.
Yeah, that's it. And Father Guido said, get them out of the road.
Get them out the road. What are you doing?
Get
I don't want
them
in the road.
Get out the road with your darkness. We don't need the darkness.
Or you could be like in the Bronx and be like, get out of here.
Oh, don't get me started. Queens, the Jerky Boys, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Jerky Boys?
Who's Frank Rizzo?
The Money Store. Frank Rizzo.
That's right. The Money Store. Yeah. Shout out to Old Jersey night, late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Frank Rizzo and the Money Store.
Frank Rizzo and the Money Store.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
I forgot about the Money Store.
Oh, my God. So did I. Completely. No, but whenever I hear that last name, that's what I think.
Oh, Rizzo, yeah. Rizzo.
Yeah.
Good old Italian.
Really?
Name.
Yeah.
Because when I hear Rizzo as the last name, I always think of the movie Grease.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was her name in it. That's
yeah.
right.
What's
the,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
what's
the
name?
They were
the girl with the hair, curly
the
hair.
Pink
the
one
girl,
of the pink ladies, the leader of the pink ladies,
yeah.
Yeah,
Rizzo, yes. That was,
yep,
yeah, Carol Chandler, or Channing? Carol Channing or
Stockard Channing? Yeah.
Stockard Channing. Yeah.
Yep.
Well played, David. I forgot all about that. Great movie.
Wait, just think
great
of all the movies that our generation
eternal.
Was raised on.
Grease.
When I was like a teenager, we were watching like Chucky, you know, not Friday the 13th. Listen to what we grew up with, all of us. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Our movies were like, you know, we used to sneak into movie theaters. I know you did it. All right? Go watch a movie. Mm-hmm. Right?
No.
Yeah.
I never did.
Yep.
I never.
Yeah, that's it.
Never.
Never. Back when
it
was so much easier, you could go in, buy a ticket for a PG movie, and then sneak into the rated R theater.
Well, we could do that. Yeah.
I should sneak into the drive-in, man, and climb up in the tree and watch the movie.
Oh, my God. We used to go in with people in the trunk of the car for a drive-in.
reminds me of Cheech and Chong when they put the guy in the trunk.
Remember that? We did that. And then there'd be people packed in the car and like two people in the truck.
Right. Yeah.
And then they get out. When we'd park, they had the speakers. We'd go all the way down. We'd get out, and everybody'd be hanging on the car, backing it.
They'll never know the beauty of our generation, guys.
No, man.
Because I don't think drive-ins even exist anymore.
They do here. They have some. They have some here.
Yeah, we got one in Elizabeth in Tennessee, but it's original, too. It's very, very old.
They used to have one.
It may be closed, though. They may have finally closed it.
There was one back in Galesburg where I grew up, but they shut it down, and now it's nothing but, now it's just an auto parts place.
Oh, wow. They brought it back here with COVID, but some people would go out, you know, the drive-ins.
Right.
It became popular to watch a movie, go in the car. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, yeah.
Skating rinks and drive-ins, man.
Uh-huh.
That was the shit.
Right.
Skating rinks. Roller rinks.
Oh, no. Yeah, I love shit. Oh, my God. I used to roller skate all the time a week.
We used to do the train. You know, everybody get in behind each other and go around.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what song? Okay, Lisa, you were in.
Is it you do the hokey pokey?
The hokey pokey, yes.
That's what it's all about.
That's the song. I was going to say, do y'all remember what song they played?
Right.
And Lisa said, the hokey pokey.
We started back there
at
the roller rink.
But I remember
that. You had to put your leg out and keep from knocking the train out, yeah.
Yeah, we started with the train, and then they switched that off to play Devo's Whip It, and we switched into the whip.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then
we
switch into the limbo. Everybody slow down, and everybody start trying to go under the pole.
No, that's when I left and went out and
I had blisters, dude. I lived
that's,
at the
That's when me and Annie would fall. When
I had blisters the size of half dollars.
Oh, my God. I used to ride a skateboard.
Oh, me too.
Not.
But I wasn't any good at it.
Oh, shit. I tried.
I learned that the hard way.
I tried to skateboard a few times.
Mm-hmm. I did
and then
it for
I,
a while.
I was skating on the sidewalk, and I slipped, and I lost the skateboard going down the driveway, which went into Main Street, and it got run over by a car.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Wait,
ruined the skateboard.
I got you beat, okay? I was skateboarding down a steep hill, which I did every day, down my block, you know?
Yeah.
And I was going to go from the top to the bottom and go around the corner, go to the apartment down the street. And they were doing construction to the right parking lot. And just as I'm skateboarding down, a fucking rock flew. And it fell right in the bottom of my front wheel of the skateboard, and I went forward on my face.
Ow.
All right. Yeah. I had a concussion, but they thought I'd have scars, and I didn't have any to heal. But like,
man, that's
oh, my God. I was like gravel all in my fucking face, my right side of my
face.
Rough. Yeah.
I can see. I literally saw that as you were describing.
Uh-huh. And it just boom.
I saw some major wipeouts, man.
Uh-huh. I got hit with a baseball bat, too. A softball bat. I was being killed. My girlfriend swung at my best friend.
Yeah.
And she went whoop, whoop, and hit me right in the forehead. And I tried to hide up to my mother. That didn't work.
Well, I would like to take this time to wish everyone and their families a happy Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
Happy Thanksgiving
family is everything, man. It really is. Family's everything.
And your friends are your family, too, so always be there for them.
That covers everything.
Yep, it covers.
Yeah.
It does cover.
Friends, you got
friends
that are more like...
Family.
You got friends that are more family than your own
family. I got that. I know that. That's a fact.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah,
so you know what? So that's what makes it a good holiday.
So be my friends.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving is going to come and go. I mean, I don't celebrate the tradition. I don't celebrate the tradition, obviously. But we celebrate food. We celebrate food. We celebrate
time
together.
What you mean.
Yeah, we
celebrate. Well, that's what
all
it means.
That.
It means in your heart, you know. But
I know
it's about celebrating your family, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, that was messed up what they did to the Indians.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I know.
100%.
Well,
yeah, that wasn't cool at all.
My family was that Thanksgiving movie is part of my family. The one they made,
yeah.
that good one. That I would suggest everybody watch that. That's
Ooh.
Really good.
All right,
everybody,
y'all take care. David, get better.
Yes,
I'm working
better.
On it.
All right, man. We're
love
out.
You guys from Live
Bye.
Paranormal. Good night.
Yep.
All right.
Have a good night.